The Modest Media Lab, now available on iTunes and Android.
Cop it today.
I remember Wayne's prime glory days, and to me that was Mixtape Wheezy. Like Rod alluded to, the DJ Drama joints.
Dedication.
The Dedication joints. Like, all of them shits was hard. My favorite one is Dedication too. You know what I'm saying? Like I have favorite Wayne mixtapes, man. Like to me, like his best mixtapes was better than his albums to me.
Okay, here it is. I am now defenseless and mentally defeated, and I leave gracefully and thankful. I love my fans, but I'm done. Ain't looking for sympathy, just serenity.
Right.
I'm good, y'all. Don't trip.
Yeah.
You think he really gone?
I think he's frustrated, obviously. If I'm Lil Wayne, is he trying to basically publicly bully Birdman to release him from his contract or release the album? I don't know, but if you Lil Wayne, do you really need to continue rapping?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's in him.
It may be.
Wayne's not going anywhere, y'all. I don't even know why y'all really believe in this shit. Wayne's not going nowhere. He's upset.
He's upset, but I still think that if you're Lil Wayne, the other thing that comes to my mind, well, why wouldn't he retire? And why does he need to keep rapping other than, like you said, for the sake of rapping? Which we've all talked about Lil Wayne rapping. So at this point, and people have been saying rap, Wayne should either retire or get off drugs. Mm-hmm. So
he got off drugs.
So he's retiring.
He's on his way back to being decent again.
Okay, so when I hear this question posed, like, Wayne can retire. And I think he's in a good place to retire because he has
doing
significant.
Commercials.
Yeah, he has gone beyond hip hop. Like, he has hip hop artists that are still big, relevant, and money making. That he doesn't have to be an artist in the spotlight to still be synonymous with hip hop. You know, he still has Drake, he still has Nicki, he still has Young Money. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, he has commercials. So he's transcended hip hop. I think that he could retire if he wanted to and still be solidified.
He's leaving a bad note though, Ralph.
Hold on. This is the other side of it. Now, I think that this is reactionary to an emotion, how he feels in the moment. Yeah. Because if you listen to what Drake wrote, right, on his Instagram, the boss at Lil Tunchi, we are fighting until you get yours. Freedom to drop music and peace of mind. I don't know what these other weirdos are on with all these side talks, but I know you gave me a shot, and all I can ever do with the rest of my life is return the favor. Young Money.
Probably didn't even really write that shit.
Young Money.
He got a ghost ID.
At the end of the day, what really stood out to me was freedom to drop music. That's what this whole thing is about. This whole thing, like this whole where Wayne is right now, this very moment, has started with him and Birdman splitting up. And Young Thug.
I thought they got back together.
They did, but
they
obviously. It's stemming from an emotional state where Wayne is right now. And for Wayne to be so far in the game for another grown man, especially it being Birdman, to tell him, no, you can't drop this?
Yeah.
The fuck you mean? Fuck it, I'll retire. I don't give a fuck. That's what I'm saying. He's in a good place to just walk away and say, yo, I'm good anyway. But he's not going to retire for long.
No.
If he doesn't drop music for the next year, maybe two, that'll be the most.
He is your girl that caught you cheating that gets really mad. It's like, I'm done. I'm leaving. Fuck this shit. And she back in a week.
But again, I'm thinking about, and it was something you just said, something about he's leaving on a bad note.
Man.
Are you talking about in relation to the last couple of projects he's put out?
Yes.
And the way people are viewing Wayne now? Because when this came out, there was a lot of people showing a lot of support for this dude. People that shocked the hell out of me.
That were saying what, that he should retire or should not?
Basically just showing support for Lil Wayne. And people were saying that he shouldn't retire. And people were saying that you were like an inspiration to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to
I mean, come out like him or not, like man, that. Wayne's been a staple in hip hop. No question.
Yeah.
No
he,
question.
He changed how we consume music. He changed the whole mixtapes, the way that they're relevant now.
Real quick, who gets credit for the mixtapes?
Probably Drake.
50 Cent or Lil Wayne in terms of dropping a lot of mixtapes?
Wayne. Okay.
50
Wayne.
Cent said that he created
50,
that whole
thing.
No, 50 was first, but he was way before the internet was like how you could really get music.
He dropped one mixtape that was hot. What are you talking about?
Yeah, one that was hot that got the popularity because the other ones, you couldn't consume them the way you can consume all of Wayne's projects.
But then what did he start? What is 50 trying to say he started?
He was saying he was one of the first artists to just drop hella
mixtapes. Just start dropping mixtapes.
They didn't count. They didn't cut it out.
They didn't do shit.
That's Wayne. Wayne is credited being, Wayne they call him, shit. Come on, there's no mixtape 50.
Right.
I'm just saying, the
DJ Drama dedications, the squad up mixtapes.
But 50 had that whole
I don't think mixtape
was. You can't remember.
Look, right. I probably got a
mixtape. What distinguishes
Lil Wayne? He put like 20 or something of them joints out.
I didn't hear him. Did you hear him?
Nah, I heard a couple. Not worth it. Look,
I'm talking about like Lloyd Banks and all
that. Yeah,
like,
all them shits.
Yeah, man, but it's not the same. It was Lil Wayne.
Listen. Wayne in hip hop, I think, is the only artist that is distinguished by his mixtapes versus his albums.
Yes.
That's what we judge his career on. That's what made Lil Wayne Lil Wayne. There's no other artist in hip hop history that I know of that his career is based off the mixtape, bro, and how he changed the mixtape for everybody else. If you don't drop at least a mixtape and it's not dope, you are not going to be somebody in hip-hop.
Because you used to play a lot of those shits, right, Rod? Mm-hmm. It was one that he had his crew.
The Squad Up mixtape.
Squad Up mixtape? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What
was it, 500 Degrees? That whole time when he was beefing with Juvie? No, remember that?
Oh, yeah, those are mixtapes.
Yeah, man.
Like my best friend in Miami, like he was on Lil Wayne from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even a Lil Wayne fan.
Like that.
I'm talking about like the Squad Up mixtapes. Well,
that's not the beginning.
No. I'm talking about the beginning of the mixtape.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's why.
Hot Boys and all of that. No, not that. I'm talking about the beginning of mixtape. Weezy started with the 500 Degrees mixtapes. And it all started with the Juvenile, you know what I'm saying, Cash Money beef and all of that. And Wayne, you don't remember that, Mike?
I didn't care. Only thing from Juvenile I knew was high.
Oh, man. That's it?
You got a trespassing charge, huh? Because you're going to hard house, get a little draws, huh? That's all I know from that. I don't know fucking Juvenile.
You ever listen to 400 Degrees?
Hell no.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not even saying it's whack.
I know you're not.
Wait, think about what year was this?
I know. I'm just.
This was 99.
I'm still dumbfounded.
Bruh, wow. 99, 2000, I was still stuck on hieroglyphics. I was not trying to hear nothing from no fucking Juvenile or from no Lil Wayne.
But what was interesting about Juvenile's album, the only reason I really listened to the album was because Jay-Z was on the remix.
Right. Yeah.
And that
you pulled think
me
in. Brought me in?
Absolutely not. But right. I wasn't trying to hear him either. But when I saw Jay-Z was on it, I was like, oh, let me listen to this. I was like, all right, well, let me listen to it. You need to listen to that. That's 400 degrees.
Yeah.
No, by for
Juvenile?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
I think I got it in the car. I might have it in the car.
Anyway, so say for instance, this whole thing is real and Wayne retired. What you gonna remember him for?
For me, man, I feel like I'm an internet baby. I feel like I'm a technology. You know, I feel like I was part of the first wave of all of that. You know, like when I started high school, like that's when the internet was out and popping with fucking dial up and all of that. So for me, Wayne signifies the change in hip hop and how I get music. And for me, Wayne was one of the first rappers that I consistently heard over other people's beats. And when he took your beat, he killed you on that beat, almost made you want the original song to be his song. That's how dope it was. So for me, that's how I remember Wayne. Like I remember Wayne's prime glory days. And to me, that was Mixtape Weezy. Like Rod alluded to the DJ Drama joints.
Dedication.
The Dedication joints. Like all of them shits was hard. My favorite one is Dedication too. You know what I'm saying? Like I have favorite Wayne mixtapes, man. Like to me, like his best mixtapes was better than his albums to me.
You know, I think for me, man, like I said, like hearing Juvenile and then going back and listening to like Hot Boys and all the, you know, all of that. I remember Lil Wayne from that moment to The Block Is Hot when he put out that shit. Then he did 500 Degrees, and then after that he kind of, to me, disappeared off the map because hip hop was kind of undergoing a transition around that time. Then he came back, so he's one of the rappers that I know that went from a child, even though he wasn't like Little Bow Wow rapping about kitty shit, like,
yeah.
And he wasn't able to curse too.
Yeah, he wasn't cursing.
Yeah, he wasn't able to curse.
He wasn't cursing.
But wasn't he talking about dealing drugs and shit?
His mom wouldn't let him.
One thing he could do, he couldn't curse on record.
So everything
he made, he didn't curse all the way to the Carter, right? He didn't start cursing to the Carter series.
So that was interesting, knowing that he couldn't curse and that he had enough respect not to curse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But y'all know Black Mamas, man. But anyway. So, you know, that was interesting. So he turned around and rebranded himself, coming back, like you said, with the whole mixtape stuff, and then, you know, the Carter series that he put out. And I'll just never forget how he just convinced everybody he was the greatest rapper alive by saying he was the greatest rapper alive. That was incredible to me. And he's always managed to, like, in the second part of his career, have, like, big hits on the radio. Like, Go GJ was, like, for me, that I can remember, and I may be wrong, I'm sure the internet will correct me, but Go DJ was one of the ones that was like huge. I think that was on Carter 2.
Go DJ, Carter 1.
Yeah, so that was everywhere. But yeah, like I said, just saying he was the greatest rapper alive, and everybody just started to believe that shit. Had the Carter 3, obviously, which was huge the year that dropped. Mm-hmm. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing that album. Mm-hmm. And I think that was, for me, Pete Wayne.
Yeah, that was at the mountaintop.
That's what put me on Wayne. I was like, I had heard the other little things y'all talking about. I'm like, this dude's not good. And then I heard Get Money like 150,000 times. And I was like, I kind of like this. And I remember I was dating a certain someone, I won't say her name. But she was like, why are you listening to this? And I'm like, bro, I don't know.
I don't know.
Mrs. Stupid, this is terrible music. It was like, once it clicked, I'm like, damn, this dude is actually really artistic. And he's taking so many chances on this album. And I'm like, think about it. Nobody else sounds like this. That's what I remember Wayne for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Wayne changed not just hip-hop culture, man. He changed, like, Black culture. Like, when you really think about it, man, like, I think Wayne is what made it okay to wear skinny jeans, to have long hair, and especially to get fucking tattoos all over your fucking face. Yeah, Pac had tattoos, not like Wayne. And even after Pac, dudes would get tattoos. They get like one. Mm-hmm. And want to roll their sleeve up. Yeah, I'm hard. Mm-hmm. Wayne had tattoos everywhere. He was like the first rap rock star. Mm-hmm. Way before Kanye was trying to pull that bullshit. That was Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I always think about when I think of Wayne, even though I do think he went back to like just writing terrible music, which is a shame because I think he can do so much better. I've said this on video plenty of times. I think Wayne can do a lot better than
Wayne's verses recently.
Yes, though, we're dope. Yes.
It's still there. It's just, I don't know why he can't always summon it.
I think
we've talked about the reason.
But it's not drugs, because he was on drugs when he did Carter 3. And to me, that album is, in my opinion, it's classic. And that is, to me, like, what Wayne embodied was that really crazy, weird, almost mumbling, can't really understand what the fuck you're saying, but you're still on beat and you sound nuts, but you still sound dope. That was Wayne. And he was on plenty of drugs then. So it can't just be the drugs. I think it's just the fact that Wayne, at one point, thought he didn't have to rap.
Right.
He's just like, I don't have to be good because I'm already the best rapper alive. That needs to be stripped away, and he needs to prove himself, or at least think he needs to prove himself. And I think that Wayne could drop one of the best rap albums if he wanted to.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he's so creative. He just doesn't care.
Just for the sake of debate, though, like, but he could retire right now. He has, what, how many albums? Like,
but how many are bad, though? How many are arguably
after Carter
awful?
3, it was that.
He took a nose.
Yeah. No, I agree, but I think he has way more better projects than he does.
But that was a long time ago. You know, think about.
But we're thinking career, right? Because retirement is the end of a career. So we got to take the career in its totality. And in its totality, he has way more better projects than I think he has bad.
But when you walk out with 12 bad mixtapes,
I know, toward the end.
That's what I mean.
But look, okay, so give me the 60-point game and let it go.
Yeah,
I just need give me
that.
Just give me the 60-point game at the end of your career.
But look at and look how people dogged Kobe that last season. We were like, man, you just ain't got it anymore.
And that's what they're saying about Wayne.
What would hip hop look like without Lil Wayne?
Well, we got a lot of Lil Wayne clones out here, man.
Right. That's another good point. He changed the sound of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people were trying to sound like Wayne.
Without Lil Wayne.
Hell no.
There'd be no Young Thug without Lil Wayne.
There wouldn't.
I
would venture to say there's a lot of rappers that there's wouldn't be. There wouldn't be Ty Dolla $ign. There probably wouldn't be a Future without Wayne. Definitely wouldn't be Amigos.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So Wayne did a lot for rap, even if I didn't care for some of his music. Yeah. He did a lot for rap. I don't think he should retire. I think Birdman should stop being a dick and just
let him release it.
Just
out of respect. Like, that's your boy, man. Yeah. Like, you've known this guy since he was a kid, and maybe he still embodies that father figure part of it, that relationship that he had, because he was an adult when Wayne was a kid. So he probably still views their relationship like that.
Yeah,
the return man is coming because he can't do
it. Y'all think this is a big ruse and we're falling for it?
I think it could be.
You think that Wayne and Birdman cooked this shit up? Think about it. No, hold on. Before you suck your teeth too hard, think about this. Do you think that they sat back and they're like, look, maybe I'm not saying the whole fight, the whole thing is a ruse, but you said they got back together.
Yeah.
What if they're just like, well, shit, there's already hype for this album. Let's just say you finna retire. Because think about it, if Wayne retires now and Birdman, he could wait another 5-6 months and drop this album. It would be even hotter then than it is now. The album is going to come out. We all know that.
Yeah.
It's going to come out. But what's gonna make it even hotter if Wayne says he's retiring?
All right, man, we can sit here and talk about this all day, obviously. So let us know what you guys think about Lil Wayne's retirement. Should he retire? Should he come back? Whatever, y'all leave a comment.
Do y'all care?
Do y'all care, yeah. All right, man, we out, peace.